Hi, good afternoon once again. My name is John Ademola Akowo, the MDC of Agdoden Nigeria Limited, a company into real estate, agriculture, logistics, and oil and gas. It's a pleasure to have Mr. Emmanuel
Ebogoyi
on Smart Growth this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure having you here.
Me too, the pleasure is mine.
Yes. Can I meet you?
All right, my name is Emmanuel Ebogoyi. I am a graduate of political science and Brazilian University. Okay. And I'm into business. I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm into sales of gadgets, like electronical gadgets regarding the home. It can be blender, it can be microwave, television, anything regarding the home myself.
Wow.
So that's what I do over years and over the time. Yes.
So how long have you started this business?
So I started in 2020.
2022.
Yes.
That's about 3 years now.
Yes.
And since you've started, how many clients do you have now?
So far, I would say a client. I know that's massive, but it's something we can write them about and say, okay, indeed, it's okay. Sustainable for a while, but not that much. But it's okay. But I'm going for a very business.
So can you give something like a figure?
A figure? I can't really give a particular figure because the demand varies in months. And if you know how the business demand goes, sometimes in a month you might have like 5 to 10 customers. Sometimes you might have like 10 to 15, depends on whoever is patronizing you.
Okay, so for this your business that you're doing, I expected, if you're saying that 10 to 15 people.
Yes.
Because this, if you do this with all these gadgets that you talked about, we have, these things are things that people are in need of on a daily basis.
Yeah, true.
So I think you having 15 to 10 customers is kind of low.
Yeah, the thing is, thank God for user online marketing. That's what I would say. It has really been helpful before. What I do is have this physical meeting with my clients that whenever they request for any of the goods that I have. So it's not really like an inflow every time. But so far it has been helpful, I would say. And I also thank God for referrals. That has been helpful too. So it comes in, and sometimes some days are good, some days are bad. So
for the business,
yes, not all days are good.
So, like you said, you have 10 to 15 customers now.
Yes.
How do you want to double this client? How can you double this client base?
Okay, by doubling this my client base, what I've been doing so far to sustain them is for every package that I deliver, I have like a pack that is supporting them. Like if it's like a blender or something like that, I might have like a book or a pen, just like a package for like a gift for them for patronizing me. So sometimes that book carries my name, carries my brand, carries everything that I want, and they'll just take it alongside with them. So it's sometimes I've been very helpful. So that's really what I've been using, and so far that's why I can be able to amount to that 10 to 15.
So
yes,
on each of these clients, how much revenue do you make on each of these clients?
Depends on the goods.
Yes. Okay, so let me say depending on the something goods. Like a blender.
A blender. So a blender.
So how much do you make?
A blender. So if a customer asks for one blender. So one, we don't just order. You just order for one blender. I will wait for other orders that will support, because one order does not just fly like that. So I wait for a pool. Maybe have a blender, have a microwave that is much. Then when sending it out, it's massive than sending single, because if you send it, you're still going to pay for dispatch. You're still going to pay for delivery. You're still going to pay for order two, one or two logistics.
So after all of
that, let's say,
how much do you make?
Let's say give or take
per
goods
per
client. 15,000.
So
yes,
if you have 10 to 15 clients,
yes,
so times 15, so roughly you are going to be having like 150,000 per.
Yeah.
In a month.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes.
It might be more than that.
Yeah, sometimes it might be lesser than that.
So that is what you're telling me now is that at the end of the month, per each client, you can make up to 150,000.
Yeah.
And when you multiply it by 10.
Yes.
That should be like 1.5.
Sometimes.
So that comes to my next question. So how much do you make roughly with all of the expenses and all of that? Your monthly revenue.
My monthly revenue. Wow. I've not really calculated that for now. I've not really had that because on my checklist.
Because you are doing a business.
Yes.
There must be a track record.
Yes.
Of what you do. These are some of the things where some entrepreneurs are missing it.
Yeah, true.
You must be able to track your record, how much you make on a daily basis, how much you make on a weekly basis, how much you make on a monthly basis, so that you'll be able to use that to determine your growth level. Are you growing? If what you're making every month is still the same thing you're making the second month, the third month, you have to now sit down and calculate. I know that, okay, these are some of the things I should do so that I can do more better. Because if you don't have the particular figure on what you're doing, you'll not be able to determine the growth level of that business. So every business that starts small, the beauty of it is to grow the business.
Yeah.
And if there are some things that you need to do, so that you need to now be somebody who understands what data. You must have a database for your business every month, every week, what comes in, what goes out, so that you can expand your business. You can't just be at that same level at every time. So you must take note of that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to take home as take home advice, and I'll work on it. So thank you very much.
So now, you have a platform. Do you have a platform? Do you have a shop? Or do you have a shop where you display some of your gadget, or it's just online alone?
It's online for now.
It's online for now.
Yes.
So how long have you started from the online?
Since 2022, that's when I started. But I started making more sales in 2023.
Okay, so, every sales you're making at is from online?
Yeah, it's online.
So what are your vision?
So the vision is to open a storehouse. The vision is to open a storehouse where I can keep these my goods, and having a shop where I can keep these my goods, where customer can come and patronize me. At least there's a physical presence. I have an online presence, but I would need more for physical. Even though the online is not that tangible enough, but this is something for me. So I would need a physical presence.
So that online that is not tangible enough, who is handling? Are you the one handling your page?
Yes, for now. Yes, for now.
And so I think in that aspect, you need to look for an expert to help you set up, because I know that online, people sell much online.
Yeah.
But this kind of thing that you're selling, there's a kind of way you run the hat, you make more money. You can be having like 10 customers in a day. Yes. So what you need to go out to look for now is somebody who can help you to set your target audience where. And when now you have been doing online for like a period of almost three years, you need to look for something so that you get a store where people can visit and even order this thing.
Yes, can just add up to it then.
So you say roughly you make up to 1.5 million naira. So you've not been able to determine that?
Yes, I've not been
able. So what about average?
An average.
On average,
I would say 500,000. Yes. I would say 500.
Do you stay on the island?
No, I stay on the mainland.
Okay, that's why.
Yes.
Where on the mainland?
Afromedia.
Ajangbadi
side. Yes. Hey. Exactly.
Wow, that's nice. Okay,
so,
that's why.
So we get more from this is from Alaba.
If it's a hair, it's easy for you to enter.
Get to Alaba, come back, exactly. Like and I don't, normally, what I do, I because of the there's a little barrier, which is, most persons with you selling as a person with disability is kind of tedious because of they would like, okay, why are you selling this thing? So is it because are you selling because of sympathy or because of empathy? So most of the buyers we get is from sympathy. So what I do is to tweak that sympathy to empathy, because through sympathy the business will not last long. If how long would they want to owe, and they will owe you credit, sympathy. But with empathy, there's a value attached. Okay, they want to know what you sell. Okay, is this particular product durable? And so most times what I also do is I go to this company themselves. Okay. I tell them, okay, I want to buy this from your company at very lower rate.
This brought me to the last question. And second to the last question I'll be asking you.
Yeah.
How can you double your yearly, your revenue yearly?
Ah, that's a very tricky one.
Because if you're making 500,000 in a month as your monthly revenue.
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining you staying on the island. You understand? So that's why I asked that question. Where do you stay?
He's on the mainland.
The mainland.
You know, securing a spot in the island is very costly. One, even the shopping on the island is very costly.
So one thing that most people don't understand is that island is where the business is.
Yes, true. Very so true.
The money that you're looking at that is exorbitant.
Yeah.
You make it on the island and you live on the island. But all of them work
hand in hand. Oh,
you understand me? So now, if you're making 500,000 every month and all that, with all of that expenses that is what you have, so how do you want to, that is every month, so how do you want to double it for your yearly revenue? Because in a year now, let's say 500,000 multiplied by 12, that is 6 million.
Wow.
How do you want to?
It's something I've never thought of before.
A business person and as an entrepreneur, you need to think. You can't stay on the same level for a long time.
Yeah.
You set a time for yourself. So as some you say 3 months, as some you say 6 months, you must move.
Although I had a time frame for this, my business, because currently I can thank God for the growth so far. Because when it started, it felt like the world is going to end. So far, I can say the patronage I've been getting, I already targeted my plan now currently is to, okay, where can I secure a space, like a physical presence, apart from being online?
Okay.
A physical presence whereby they can come and see, because some of the setback I have is, where's your physical shop?
Yes,
they want to see.
But as you keep on and delivering at every point in time, that you have not disappointed any client, so definitely people can recommend.
Yes, that's a referral. That's a referral I do get sometimes. So over time, so now my target now is to secure a physical presence. Then thereafter, think of how I can grow from there. Then elevate the business. If it's to move from point A to point B, maybe like relocating down.
So that question I ask is your yearly revenue now, according to what you said, you make every month, it's 6 million. So how do you want to double that 6 million?
Let me say, I would think about that and get back, because that's a very high tasky one.
People are looking, people are online and watching. They want to know
how I want to double it.
But anyway,
but I will come back. And
so you have to just think.
Yes, think it through.
So don't stay on the same level.
Yes. And all that. But trust me, I will come back to that. I thank you for widening this understanding, which is very good.
Said you study political science.
Yes.
So are you involved in politics?
No, I'm not involved in politics.
Why you don't want to put that in practice?
Currently, I kind of like what I do. I enjoy what I do. So
now for this business,
I enjoy that.
Now you now need to do more about the business. Okay. And the last question is, what are the challenges you are facing now in the business, and you think these challenges need urgent attention?
Okay, so most of the challenges I face is most of the time is the turn down from my mobility.
Okay.
Mobility. That is the ability to move around. Oh. So sometimes when I use dispatch riders still...
They can delay.
Exactly.
They can tell you they are on their way, they are not there.
Yeah. So if I can, we're working towards that. If I can secure my own personal dispatch riders, that will help me deliver my own goods to my customers. That's something I'm looking at. I'm working towards securing.
Okay, so you get a bike.
Yes.
You get a driver. A bike rider, and you put them on salary.
On salary.
Every spot.
Exactly.
So don't you think when you get the bike, the bike might not be only working for you alone. Mm-hmm. Might still be working for
Another five can would do that. And I also do a background check on that person. Mm-hmm. So I would not just give him my bike just for free.
And what I'm saying is, if you get a good ones,
mm-hmm.
you can still
use that leverage as a means to get
more other people that are doing business. They can take the they can book from you and you still make money from it.
Exactly. It's something to still leverage on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Pretty good. You have your Instagram handle?
Yes, I do.
So is the only Instagram you...
For now, only Instagram. Triple E.
So why did you look at expanding your distance to TikTok, YouTube, Facebook? So I think you should go on with that.
That would be something now.
So you can let people know your handle.
Triple E Gadgets.
Triple E Gadgets.
Yes.
We got to get on Instagram.
Yes, on Instagram.
Okay, it's a pleasure having you.
Nice to you too.
So do you have any question for me?
No question for now, but thank you for the eye-opening and thank you for the brainstorming question you just gave about the time frame, and which I will go back home, go back to my drawing board and
work on something.
Yes, work on something very tangible. I know I would do that. Okay. Definitely.
Okay, nice. It's a pleasure having
you. Nice meeting you, my brother.
On Smart Group.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right.
Yeah. Bye.
All right.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.